Okay, I will do this this semi-autobiographical song, which is a request, actually, and it's dedicated to a guy who will remain nameless, but I just heard this story. It's actually about a guy I know, a nice guy. I won't mention who he is, a friend of mine was at Camp Casey last August. You know, and this was getting a lot of news, and this was a very good thing. I think Cindy Sheehan is strategically brilliant, and I mean, whether or not she knew it at the time, she it was absolutely amazing for her to just go there unannounced without giving the president a chance to leave first on some other excuse, and then he had to stay there, and he was stuck, and, you know, the media actually did a little bit of reporting on it, and, you know, pretty impressive. You know, if you do a Google search for Cindy Sheehan, you get 12 million hits, which is just 4 million less than Bruce Springsteen got. So she must be doing something right. And she criticizes the Democrats as much as she criticizes the Republicans. Or about 1% less, I guess, appropriately. Anyway, so this guy was at Camp Casey, and along with lots of other folks. And so somebody heard about it on the news, on the corporate news. And he's driving across Texas, and he's coming from Oklahoma or someplace, and he wants to check out Camp Casey. And so he drives to Camp Casey, and he's hanging out there a little while, and he hears some folks talking about what a bummer it is that the county that Crawford is in is a dry county, oddly enough, since one of the most famous alcoholics on the planet lives there. But he said it's a dry county. So this guy got back in his car and drove like 50 miles to the nearest county line and bought a case of Budweiser. And he brought it back to Crawford. And I don't like corporate beer. I think it's absolutely disgusting shit. I'd never drink it, you know. But, you know, whatever. He brought this case of Bud back to the camp. And first thing this guy says is he takes it out of his trunk is, you know, he gives him a lecture on corporate beer and how he's, you know, bought the wrong beer. And this is just the kind of thing that we don't need. You know. That lecture is appropriate at some point, but not like during the first day of a guy's politicization process.